The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports, sports. So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, we heard you missed us. We're back. And if you didn't miss us, well, I don't really care. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. It's a record. Didn't even get through the open. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the Oregon Burper. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, send a message. You're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And if you want to watch us on the Twitch channel, you know what I'm going to do today for the people on Twitch?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to give them a couple hockey plays.
All right.
Just on the break. So if you want to get in on that, you'll have to get on the Twitch channel. And we're back. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. Did we miss anything? I don't think we did, right?
No, Justin Verlander died.
Yeah, RIP. I close my eyes. But then he didn't die, but then he's pretty much dead. So.
According to the Houston Chronicle, he's dead.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect to see Mr. Verlander back. And I didn't tweet about sports matches while I was gone. I didn't use Twitter very much at all, honestly. I used the gram because Oregon is better described in pictures than in words.
Yeah, you did tweet out some really awesome pictures, I have to say.
I did, but I didn't tweet about any sports match games because I wanted to be on a real vacation.
Yeah.
And here's another great thing about Oregon. A lot of the places you go, there's no cell service. None. And you're just lost.
That doesn't suck.
Oh, it's amazing. And I'm telling you, Oregon is one of the most underrated states. It's got everything that Colorado has with about a quarter of the people. Now
there's less when those government agents go into Portland. Fewer people.
Portland's a different story. Portland, like if you cut Portland out of the map. And this is another thing. There's a lot of Eastern Oregon that I think is like just a desert. I don't know. I don't ever go there. I think it's basically like Western Idaho. But it's the same way with Washington. Like basically.
Yeah, the right side of the state.
It's no good.
Yeah.
But Central Oregon has everything that Colorado has with less people. And it's cheaper. So it's got lakes. It's got rivers. It's got mountains. It's got. There's like. Bend has like 80,000 people in it, and there's like 15 craft breweries in Bend. I mean, it's just...
It sounds like Hoffman heaven.
Yeah. There's a dispensary on basically every corner in this town. So, and pre-rolls, 99 cents. You get a pre-rolled joint for 99 cents. You ain't getting that in Colorado, buddy.
No.
So, it is just...
Is it good quality?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, especially if you're used to Texas quality.
Well... Yeah, but to be fair, all the Texas stuff I get is from Colorado now.
Now, you can pay $4 and get a really high quality pre-roll that, you know, if you're not... The 99-cent pre-roll is to smoke socially.
Yeah.
Now, nobody's sharing because of COVID. I don't know if anyone will ever share a joint again. The joint sharing days may be over. But I can smoke that 99-cent joint and hang out with my in-laws and not be a zombie.
Yeah,
if I smoke that $4 joint, I'm not gonna be very useful for the rest of the day, to be honest. But either way, it's such a good place. And now I'm spoiled because I only go there in the summertime.
Right.
In the wintertime, I'm like there's places I was on hikes. I hiked a million miles in the last 5 days. But there were places on my hikes where we would just come across patches of snow. And you think, well, that's odd because it's 86 degrees right now. Why is there snow? And 86 was about as hot as it would get when I was there, which was really awesome. But it's like, if it's 86 degrees, well, how is there snow? It's because there's so much snow in the wintertime that it just takes forever to go away. That's why there's year-round snow fields, because there's so much snow in the wintertime. Like, we went to Crater Lake. The average annual snowfall at Crater Lake, 144 feet of snow over the course of a year will fall there. That's ridiculous. What are you going to do? Where is all that going?
Yeah.
But it all goes into the lake, and then it melts, and then it's the most awesome lake in the world. And
I bet that lake's pretty cold even during the summer.
You know how you won't know? Because you're not allowed to go in
it. Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't get in there.
Huh.
It's like a sacred land. It's a national forest or national park, first of all, but it's like sacred Indian land. And like there's one boat in there that it's basically a ferry boat that there's a little island out there in the middle of it. Not even in the middle. It's like, I don't know. It's long enough. You need a ferry boat to get people out to hike on this little miniature island. But yeah, there's no recreation on it. It's just amazing to look at. And I told my wife when we were going there, I was like, what do you mean you can't swim in it? What are we going to a lake for if you can't swim? You don't need to swim in this lake. Plus, it's almost impossible to get down there. I mean, most of the thing is surrounded by 200-foot cliff faces. So it's not like you can do a backflip off the cliff into the lake. It's a bad call. But it's just an awesome place. And, if you get a chance to go up there, you should. Now, my goal is get through Corona times, get through all this nonsense where the radio station's back and up and humming and, when you retire, I'm going to ask for a portion of your money. So I'll be a rich.
Good luck.
And then I'm going to buy a place up there. But that's my goal, is to buy a place up there. And I just sold my house in Austin. So it's actually a reasonable goal. And then Airbnb it when I'm not there. And then when I'm there, I've got a place to stay. And then
it's a retirement home.
When I'm an old ass man and I retire, I've got a spot. Or next time Corona hits in 2023, I won't be doing my show from my house in Houston. I'll go up there and I'll
pull an Eric.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'll do.
I wish we could have gotten, to be honest, I wish we could have gotten into Canada when all this started and just done the show from Saskatchewan because it's very similar. It's just really beautiful.
Yeah, but you're kind of out in the middle of nowhere, right? Would you have good enough internet to do the show there?
Yes, we have to. When we build our place there, there's two we're actually going to put up an internet tower there.
Okay.
So we'll have really good internet.
Okay.
But yeah,
so it wasn't really feasible she needs this time though.
No. I could have done it from as long as my in-laws have three places up there. The farm does not have great internet. The lake has horrible internet, but their place in Swift Current has really good internet.
Okay.
So I would have just had to stay there, which would have been fine. I like Swift Current. But, yeah, I was really missing not getting to be there last week because all I did was I had a really nice few days where I just, played catch with the dog, did a little day drinking, watched some TV, and just existed. And
it was a good life.
It was really nice. It was nice to unplug. I did not get on Twitter except for the things that I'm contractually obligated to do. It's like, hey, bet on this.
Right.
So but otherwise, and I did respond to people asked me something, as long as it wasn't sports, because I just really wasn't interested in talking sports at all. And I did get into the Astros the first few games, and then I kind of got bored with them, especially when Verlander died. And then
did it kind of make, and I didn't want to talk about this when I was on vacation because I didn't want to turn into a big debate. But did it almost feel like the Astros suddenly, they're no longer World Series contenders?
That's how I felt about it, yeah. And plus, now you've got all these other guys. Presley's not hurt. And and you start looking at the pitching depth. And, I know that Patrick Creighton would disagree with me on this. But I just don't think they have the pitching depth. And it doesn't help that their big three went 0-for-28 or whatever against the Dodgers. But that was kind of a buzzkill for me. Because there were some things that had to happen besides Verlander being healthy. And now you have to have those things, and it may not be good enough.
Yep.
So I kind of got bummed about that. And then the whole guys coming off the bench thing the other night
Can I just say that is the dumbest thing I've ever seen? Bench clearing any things in baseball are stupid. But did you just not have a team that had 14 people test positive? You know, and part of me hopes that both of these teams get it and have to sit out 2 weeks.
I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, because that was just stupid. That was just childish, was sticking stupid. Tongues out at each other. And to me, that you know, just kind of like, eh.
But hey, man, fuck that.
But so the vacation was really good until Tuesday night.
And what happened Tuesday night?
I go to pick up the wife from work and, you know, got me a nice bottle of Blanton's I'm going to dive into when I get home. And we get home, and I mean, I've been there all day. Get home, and suddenly it's 80 degrees in our place.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, holy bleep, no AC. And
but listen, Fred,
the guy came.
I don't want. I went the whole 5 days up there with no AC.
Yeah, in 80 degree weather. If I were in Saskatchewan, I would love that. But we never turn the AC on up there in the summer. But yeah, so next thing you know, it's 80 degrees in the house. So they came out yesterday morning, and the guy took one look at it, said he's got to replace the motor on the outside unit. And that'll come in sometime tomorrow. So basically, it's been 2 days now. And I exaggerated a little on Twitter to be funny, but because we got a portable one, which works fine for me and the dogs.
Our
second floor is really big, so it doesn't cool the whole floor. It just cools the little area where we're hanging out. But it just sucks because this never happens in January.
No. You're never running the right. AC to know if
well,
it
in
would.
Houston you are. I mean, you are for 2 days and then the heater's on. So, yeah, it was kind of uncomfortable, but, you know, to me, it's just another 2020 thing, and you could keep throwing stuff at me, 2020. You ain't knocking me out.
You might knock me out.
I was one thing, though, I was extremely excited to talk to you about.
Okay.
Have you got on the Apple TV Plus thing yet?
No.
I'm going to give you a reason to. The Beastie Boys story is one of the best things I have ever seen.
Okay.
And, you know, I like those band-type documentaries.
Yeah.
This isn't really a documentary. It's the two remaining guys doing a stage show and telling the story of the Beasties with a real nice production behind it.
I could get into that.
Dude, even if you're not a Beastie Boys fan, it's amazing. It is just so well done. And I think that is the best thing that I've seen in a long time. And they were great. They were funny. They talked about how they changed as human beings, how they evolved. I cannot recommend that enough. And especially for you, because I know you love the Beasties.
I do.
And just fantastic. All right, well, we'll get into some sports stuff when we come back. And for you Twitchers, just the good Twitchers, not the bad Twitchers, we'll keep the show going. And I got a couple hockey plays, if you're ready for them. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Texture says, imagine wishing COVID on someone. Yikes. Imagine not having a sense of humor, dickweed. It's a freaking joke. My God, what is wrong with you people? Although I do think at a certain point, you are allowed to make fun of people. If you're a person who...
If you're doing dumb corona stuff?
Yes. If you're tempting the Rona by not wearing a mask and attending rallies, and then you get sick from it, I think it's okay to make fun of you.
Yeah.
So, 254 says, plus one on the Beastie Boys. Very cool.
All right. Yeah, I'll check that out.
Yeah, Aaron, you would like that too. And anybody who's ever been in the music business, I think you could learn a ton from it.
Okay. I loved it. I love watching the trailer for it. I think I'm just too cheap to pay for the Apple thing for right now.
Well, you can get it we got it free for a year with something. I don't know what we had to buy, so it technically wasn't free. But, yeah, I resisted for a long time. And then we found this other thing. I don't know what it's called. As soon as I do know what it's called, I'll tell the people. But it has AT&T Sportsnet, and it has all the hockey I want. So I'll be able to finally get rid of DirecTV because that's the only thing I was using it for. And now I'm set.
Now, when you say there are people you're allowed to make fun of, when they get coronavirus, not when they die, right? We're not allowed to make fun of people
well,
who die.
You can, but...
Because there was another high-profile guy.
Probably the highest. Probably the highest-profile guy.
I won't say names, but a high-profile guy who was basically pretending like it was no big deal and was tweeting about how it wasn't.
I'm not going to make fun of the guy because I actually liked him.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, we said this early on. Don't taunt this virus.
Yeah, it seems like when you push your face right into it, then this is what happens.
Yeah.
So
I'm all about like, hey, let's just be kind of safe in case it really is bad. That seems like a good way to go about it. You know what I mean?
Well, FUBU is what it's called. SETX put that on Twitch. Yeah, that's the app that has AT&T Sportsnet, and it has all the NHL games. So I'm just going to be watching all day Saturday, Sunday. But now it really is. You see so many instances now of people who were deniers, people who'd get on Facebook and post this stuff about it's a hoax, and then they wind up getting it and dying from it. Or getting so sick that it changes their opinion of everything.
Yeah.
Stuff's
no joke, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's... And for a lot of people, obviously, it doesn't have much of an impact. But boy, the ones it does, it's bad. And, you know, it seems like if we just keep doing what we're doing here and everybody does it, the thing will be under control. But, yeah. So... Yeah, Fubo TV or FUBU.
FUBO.
FUBO, yeah.
Yeah, FUBU is a former Urban clothing line.
Is it?
I don't know if they still make clothes.
Yeah,
anymore.
I think they do.
I actually used to have some. Because when I was extra heavy, they didn't. And now, not that I'm like slender now, but I was a tall, fat guy, kind of like Josh. And it's not easy to wear... to find clothes if you are tall and fat. Clothes are mostly made for tall, skinny people or short, fat people. That's just the way it is. You're supposed to be, like, if you're tall, you're supposed to be skinny, and if you're short, you're supposed to be fat. But I was tall and fat, so I had a lot of clothes from FUBU and the Echo store, because Echo, they made clothes that were built for tall, fat people. I don't know if that's an affliction of the black man, but it was certainly an affliction of myself, and I was grateful that they existed. But
website's still active, so.
But yeah, FUBU I haven't thought of in quite some time.
So we want to ask you thoughts on the broadcast angle with no fans. Feels like announcers are overcompensating the dead air. It is a hard watch, to be honest with you.
It's also a hard watch when the Astros don't do anything.
No, but I mean, I've never really been a fan of the Astros crew to begin with. I don't think they're awful. They just don't do much for me. And that's most local. I mean, most of the guys who are really good are going to wind up national. But I think it's a struggle for them. I think they're doing the best they can. I also have found myself with the fan thing doesn't really bother me, because more often than not, I mute the games. Because I'll watch them and I'll be doing something on my computer. Like the other night, last night, I was playing Evangeline Downs on my computer and I had the game muted. So... but I know it's difficult, and they're having to force things, and that's, you know, I don't envy them having to do that.
No,
but you know, it is different. I think the fake fan noise though is so stupid, and it doesn't matter what sport it is. So,
but it also, when there's no fans, you also hear things like "nice swing, bitch," and
yeah,
you know, get back on the mound. Bleeper. I mean, just not nice talk.
No.
So that's unfortunate.
Or you hear a pitcher let out an expletive as soon as he lets go of the ball because he knows he lost control of it.
That happens.
Yeah, that kind of stuff I like.
I'm curious, did you, and we haven't got to talk about this, so did you think that 8 games was a fair suspension for Joe Kelly?
Yeah, I do. Because they made it clear that they're going to crack down on guys throwing at people, and I mean, it was clear what he was doing, and it was so dumb.
I think he made it too obvious.
He did, and you know what? Just lose a curveball.
Well, that's what he did against Correa, and everyone was freaking out about it. I didn't think the Correa thing was that big of a deal, because, I mean, he ends up striking him out. You're not looking to get the guy. You're not looking to put the guy on base on purpose if you're going to strike him out.
But the Bregman one was.
The Bregman one was obvious because it was 3-0, and he basically threw it to the backstop. I mean, you gotta be smarter about it. You got to go up there and say, okay, get it to 2-1, and then hit him and be like, ah, damn. But Joe Kelly also is clearly not a guy who likes to, you know, pretend like he's got some ulterior motive. He's just like, man, whatever.
Well, which is really ironic because he wasn't on the team in 2017, and he cheated with the Red Sox in 2018. Yeah. So I guess
Joe Kelly's also, I mean, this isn't Joe Kelly being a as you would say, a dickweed is nothing new.
I mean,
this is kind of his move is he'll throw it. He's been that's why 8 games kind of seems fair because he's a habitual offender of this. Like 8 games, if he was just some Joe Schmo who threw at Alex Bregman, 8 games would be ridiculous. Like you get 8 games. In Major League Baseball, you get 8 games if there's actually a fight. And he got 8 games for throwing behind someone and sticking his tongue out. But...
Which, boy, that's...
He's a habitual...
Real mature, you little bitch.
Well, can we also say that Carlos Correa in that same instance was like, what, if I would have hit a home run, I'd still be walking around the bases right now. Well... Yeah.
But you didn't.
You didn't.
Big if.
No, listen.
Joe Kelly and Carlos Correa both acted like little bitches in that at bat.
And every one of those players who ran out there were just dumb.
Yeah.
I mean,
they weren't
going to
do anything.
Both teams.
Nobody was going to do anything. Joe Kelly he stuck his tongue out. Carlos probably could have just walked back to the dugout and not worried about it. But nobody was going to fight. And all it did was give an excuse to put people close together, which was dumb anyway.
Yeah, and it's like they didn't even bother to read about the Marlins.
No.
Because I was...
You know what will ruin your baseball team? Coronavirus.
Well, especially, let's say you miss 2 weeks of games that you can't make up. And even with 16 teams in the playoffs, that might cost you the playoffs.
Yeah.
Or it's certainly going to cost you a decent seeding. But, yeah, I thought that whole thing was just silly. And it really does... I wish they would act like freaking adults, but you know what? And then, of course, you have, Joe Kelly's a hero everywhere else. No, he's not.
No, he's not a hero.
But the Astros deserve a little grief. I mean, there's no question. But, you know, that's not for me to say.
Yeah.
You know, I honestly thought the whole thing was stupid. And then the other thing, I guess, is the big topic is, why didn't he bunt last night?
Well,
everybody's going over that.
I mean, would it have been smarter? I vote yes.
Yeah.
But
especially with Kyle Tucker.
Yeah. Or what's Abraham Toro? Who, I mean, that's just, especially to me, that's got to be a strategy. If you're the home team in extra innings and you start the inning with a guy on second, like in what world are you not bunting unless it's right. Your best players up?
Right.
So unless, and really, let's face it, who hit against the Dodgers? Carlos Correa, Miles Straw.
Yeah.
Everybody else? No, you're bunting. Miles Straw, let's face it, you're probably bunting too.
Yeah.
They're all bunting. So
I want more of Miles Straw, by the way.
I do too. I said it all last year. They don't listen to me.
Yeah. Well, hey guys, guess what starts tonight? NBA. And if you're an NBA bettor, you got my bookie. And guys, you got baseball. You got NBA. And in a couple days, you're going to have hockey, and I'm already giving you plays on that. And MyBookie has up to the minute odds on the teams, and it's just a great time to get going. And you can bet some of the futures on the NHL and the NBA. Get in on that today. And European soccer, you name it, everything is right there at MyBookie. And if you've been waiting for these games to get back in, then now is the time. And if you're just getting interested in online betting, well, it's a great time to sign up for MyBookie. If you join today, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. Plus, how about this? All you got to do is enter promo code radio. That's it. Promo code radio. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out. That's the best part about these guys is when I cash out, man, I have no problems whatsoever. And that's not what a lot of sites are all about. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay.
ESPN 97.5.
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And feels like we were never away, actually.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, so we've dealt with Buntgate. We've dealt with Kellygate. We've dealt with dead Justin Verlander. So is there – what other Astros do we need to get to?
I guess there's not a whole lot other than the fact that none of them seem to be able to hit. And you like to hope that, you know, the Dodgers are a good team. We got to give them some credit.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, as currently constructed, the Dodgers are probably better than the Astros. Now, that could change over the course of the season, especially in a season like this where there's so many variables. But what we do know right now is Justin Verlander is probably not going to be back. And unless Clayton Kershaw's head falls off, it could. I mean, he's already out.
Right.
You know, as it stands, we don't know. They say it's not a big deal, but who knows?
I think the Dodgers can fade losing Kershaw more than the Astros can fade losing Verlander, for sure.
Absolutely. And the Astros, on paper, probably have a slightly better lineup. But on paper, that's not how it's worked out so far. It hasn't worked out that way in reality. So, I don't know. People call me a pessimist to begin with, but as soon as I heard the news that Verlander was done, I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you. I was a lot more optimistic about this team than you were, but to me, that was the one guy you couldn't afford to lose. That's best. I know it's early, but how concerning are the bats? National media pundits, Oral Hershiser, blame no trash can. Of course, everybody's going to say that. And guess what? If they're not hitting, they're going to have to live with that.
Yeah.
That's the bed you made. I'm not concerned because the problem is everything's so condensed. Every one of these guys goes through slumps. Happens to all of them. And if you're going through, a lot of times good pitching is going to cause you to not hit. But they'll turn it around, and they don't have to all turn it around at once. You just need a couple of those guys to get going. But I'm not too concerned about that because it seems like this has kind of been the opposite of what I thought it was going to be, which is the bats seem to be behind the pitching. I thought it'd be the other way around. It'll catch up. But, yeah, they deserve to hear that.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, that's completely fair.
And there's also probably some pressure on them that other teams aren't dealing with.
Right.
You know, so when they go, and, boy, I was talking about this on the – I did a Sports Map video with John this morning, and we were talking about George Springer, and John feels bad for George Springer, and is like – you know what, if I'm the Astros, I pay George Springer, you know, I don't pay him based on, if he ends up having a rough season because of this, I pay him based on his past. And I couldn't disagree more. I've said before, I know George Springer's like a heart and soul guy for this team. I believe that. But if George Springer wants to go get like superstar money, I think you got to let him go get it somewhere else because he's not. We're not talking about a 25, 26-year-old dude.
Right.
There's a guy who, I mean, the best of him may be behind. And if this season, and that's the other thing, you know, you start out 0 for 30 in a 60-game season, it's hard to dig out of that hole.
Yeah.
It's hard to fix your batting average when you start like that. It just is. So I don't know, man. It's really unfortunate timing for him, but I also can't see, you know, going, oh, well, let's just pretend like that season didn't happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, but I don't think anybody's going to pay him superstar money. I think when you look at the way the league is right now, the only team that's even, I mean, the Dodgers obviously are throwing crazy money at people.
Yeah.
So maybe they would do it.
The Angels?
Yeah, maybe.
Although they've got a pretty good center fielder.
Yeah, he's okay. He's okay. But, I mean, that's the thing. How many teams are really going to pony up a bunch of money right now, because how financially stable are those teams going to be 6 months from now? And that's, you know, that's the reality that everybody's going to face. And your big money teams are still going to be big money teams.
Although, are they? Because the Red Sox basically gave away Mookie Betts because they didn't want to pay him. Yeah. They were like, oh, well, it seems like the big money teams are now the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Angels, inexplicably.
Yeah.
But
will they still be
the Cubs don't want to pay Chris Bryant.
Yeah.
Like, it's if you're not willing to pay guys like that, that you bring up yourself, who are you going to pay? Are the Red Sox going to really ship out Mookie Betts for next to nothing and then pay George Springer big time bucks? I don't see it.
No, I don't know that anybody's going to pay him big time bucks. I think he'll get a good contract, but I don't think he's going to get something ridiculous. But then, you know, I say that and the Dodgers give Mookie Betts 13 years. It's like, yeah. Really? Okay. But then how many of those can you actually afford to do? Especially if you wind up not having fans
right.
for the foreseeable future.
Yep.
So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. This trash can argument would make sense, but they haven't had that for the past 2 years. Maybe they've had something else. I don't know.
We don't know.
But the reality of that part is that they still have to hear it.
Yep.
And, you know, that's what happens when you do this stuff. It's amazing. Fair point. I think the Dodgers are the hardest team on the schedule. It's a cakewalk from here.
That is true.
Yeah.
The rest of the, I don't know. The A's are good. The Rockies look like they're pretty good, too.
Yeah.
But.
Well, who knows?
Yeah, for the most part.
I mean, we're a weekend.
Yeah, most of the NL West besides the Dodgers is questionable at best. The Rockies, like I said, look good so far, but we assume the Giants are awful. We assume the Diamondbacks are awful. The Padres are, I don't know, mediocre probably. They've got some good young pitching, but we don't think they're going to be much. And the AL West, we know the Mariners are bad. I think the Rangers are pretty bad.
See, I thought they'd be okay. But, you know, they've already got Kluber's already hurt, too.
I
thought they at least had enough starting pitching.
Not anymore.
But that's going to be a problem for a lot of teams. I think you're seeing a lot of arm problems because of this, you know, the way they had to restart this thing.
Yep.
And, you know, I think it's going to be easier for them from here. I think they're going to be a lot more like they were against the Mariners. But. You know, they're going to have to get better before the playoffs.
But yeah, that's the other thing. Let's remember that the goal, if you're a big Astros fan, you didn't come to the season going, man, I sure hope the Astros can make the playoffs. No, everyone had higher expectations.
And you still should, but I don't think they're a World Series team as constructed right now today.
I don't either.
But
and I also think it's going to be harder to pull off like mid. I mean, is there a trade deadline?
Yeah, there is, but. With this many teams involved.
How many teams are going to be like, yep, we're all the way out of it. You can have our best players.
Except for the Marlins. I mean,
yeah, but their best player probably has coronavirus.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then he brings it to your whole team. Lawyer Dave tells me Apple Plus TV is free for a year if you bought an Apple product since November of 2019. When did you buy your...
I mean, that was it was after Christmas, so...
So, yeah, you should be able to get it for free.
Huh.
How about that?
Well, I'll be damned.
I damn you, sir. So,
you really should get Apple TV free when you buy something.
Well, yeah, I mean these things aren't cheap,
man.
But so that there you go. You'll have to. I don't know how you do it, but because I know we got it free. Well, yeah, because we bought that tablet, iPad.
Oh, so you could do the show from home.
Yeah, and it turns out we didn't have the equipment to use it on the iPad, so it was a. Waste of money, except for I play poker on it now.
Well, and you also got free Apple TV. So
yeah, yeah.
So. Not a waste.
Oh, and Monas is 8 games for a pitcher, the same as for other players. Is his suspension only 2 starts or 8 starts? No, it's 8 games.
It's probably 3 or 4 games,
yeah.
3 or 4 outings.
Yeah, because he's pitching out of the bullpen.
But the big deal is it's a percentage of his pay. So eight when your pay is only 60 days worth of pay, now you're going to lose 8 of those games. That's a good chunk of your money.
Yeah, but can we agree that both the Dodgers and Astros are some petty little dudes right now?
Yes.
Okay. I'm more than happy to say the Dodgers were jerks and Kelly was a jerk, but yeah, the Astros didn't react to that very well. And guess what? Who's to say it didn't get in their head?
I don't know. It very well could have.
So Somebody says, be careful with Apple TV shows. Aren't that good? Well, hate to break it to you. The ones I've watched have been really good. Including, yeah, now there was, like, I watched that C with Jason Momoa.
Mm-hmm.
And
was it like Aquaman?
Well, no, it's a bunch of blind people and then...
Oh, I thought it meant sea like the ocean.
No, S-E-E.
Oh, okay.
And then sighted people start getting born, so it's... and I thought it would suck in the first 20 minutes of it. I was like, what the hell am I watching? But it actually got better as it went on. And it was decent.
Okay.
And like I said, that morning show surprised the hell out of me because that was something the wife started watching. And it looked like a wife show. And I totally got into it. It was fantastic. And I think what's her face with the bad breath got nominated for an Emmy for it.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, yeah, she was really good. Although I think Reese Witherspoon was better, but that show was awesome. And like I said, if you like the Beasties at all, then you got to try.
Yeah, I'm into that.
So, Chase says Joel and Charlie said it's suspension with pay. Thoughts.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I think in a 60-game season, 8 games is, you know, fine. I don't think they need to fine him any money if you're losing 8 games.
Listen, if it was his first time intentionally throwing at someone, I might feel differently. I mean, I would say 8 games was ridiculous. Especially, and I heard John Granato say if you shoot a gun at someone and it doesn't hit him, it's still a crime. It is, but it's less of a crime than it would be if you shoot someone with a gun and the bullet hits them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, essentially, Joe Kelly is getting suspended 8 games for almost hitting someone and sticking his tongue out. Take yourself out of Astros fan shoes. It's kind of ridiculous. But you do have to go back to he's been in this water before. And, like, he didn't get kicked out of the game. Like, the umpire didn't even say, that was egregious. You're out of here. No. Now, should they have? Probably. But they didn't. So, in some ways, I think 8 games seems like a lot. But then I think,
well it's probably,
he's been busted for the same thing before.
At most, like you said, 3 appearances probably. And they've got 57 pitchers on the damn roster. So, it's not like they're going to miss him. So, yeah, it's you know, it's pretty much slap on the wrist, just like the Astros got.
Yeah.
So, the other thing I watched was Defending Jacob. It had Chris Evans on it. I'm almost done with it. I still don't know if I like it or not.
Okay.
I haven't been able to quit it, but...
I can't quit you. I watched 2 movies on the plane yesterday. I watched, I watched some Astros game, but... Other than that, I didn't watch TV up there, which is kind of great, too. But I watched 12 Strong. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Thor.
Yeah.
He's like a soldier. It was pretty good. It was all right. It wasn't a giant waste of my time. It was a good airplane movie. And then I watched Cool Hand Luke on the airplane.
That's going back a ways.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorites, though. You can't beat Cool Hand Luke. That's a good movie.
I've been into Westerns a lot the last couple days, just watching things that I hadn't seen. One of them was Liam Hemsworth and Woody Harrelson called Duel.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't bad. And then I watched Hickok, which had the other Hemsworth. It's not the two good Hemsworths. It's the other one.
Oh, there's a third one?
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Okay.
Just so you know. But it was fine to watch when you're bored.
Well, Cool Hand Luke, I suggest watching.
Yeah,
You're not bored.
No, that's a classic.
It's worth it.
And anyone who likes Western should have seen that one by now.
Well, it's not really a Western. It's a prison movie.
Yeah.
But it's Paul Newman at his finest, and he's like the coolest dude in prison. And there's no other movie where you watch, even like, you know, I would say it's not the greatest prison movie ever. I would say the greatest prison movie ever is probably Shawshank. But was there anyone in Shawshank that you said, I wish I was that guy? No. Green Mile? There's no prisoners that you go, man, that guy's so badass. I wish I was like him.
I don't know. I think the dude who did the healing was pretty badass in the Green Mile.
Yeah, but you don't want to be him because, you're a black guy in the prison in the South. And you're accused of raping 2 white girls or murdering little white girl. That's bad. That's a bad place to be.
But then you're saving lives.
He was in prison for... Cool Hand Luke was only in prison for... And this is a spoiler alert. And actually, it's not really a spoiler. It's the very first scene of the movie. He's like, he cuts the heads off parking meters when he's drunk one night. He's just bored and drunk, and he's like a war hero. And he cuts the heads off parking meters. And throughout the movie, you're like, God, this is like the coolest dude ever. If I was in prison, I wish I could be this cool. But it also, it doesn't go well for him.
No.
And then... At the end, you don't know if he dies, but you think he dies.
Yeah. Who else was in that? Somebody else.
Dennis Hopper was in it. He played
young
like
Dennis
a,
Hopper.
Yeah, he played like a handicapped person. And George Kennedy is also in that. And he's like his buddy. It starts out as not his buddy, but he ends up being his buddy. And his name was Dragline. He was a Southern boy.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen this in forever. I'm going to have to go watch it again.
Oh,
I got it confused with something else. I know Newman was... I've seen all of Newman's movies. But yeah, I bet it's been 20 years since I've watched that.
That's a good movie. I watched it. They had a bunch of movies on the plane.
Oh, really? Yeah. How was the flight? Was it spaced out?
I'm telling you. So the flight I came back on... you know what? I'll tell you on the other side.
Okay.
We got to get to a break. But I got to tell you about Elate Health. And if you have BPH or an enlarged prostate, it sounds terrible, right? Well, it could be. Guess what the treatment is? The surgical treatment is they put a drill inside your pee hole. Nothing I can think of sounds worse than a drill in your pee hole, except that's what they do. And then Dr. Andrew Doe was like, I'm not putting a drill in people's pee holes. I've got a better way. So he's doing PAE. He's the first doctor in Houston to do it. It's an advanced, minimally invasive procedure. Uses X-ray technology to treat your prostate. You're in and out in a few hours, done right there in the office, and it's super effective. Nobody in Houston's done as many PAE procedures as Dr. Doe. He's the guy you want. I met him. He's a good dude. He's a good doctor. If I had this issue, that's where I'd go, mostly because I don't want the drill in my pee hole. And PAE is covered by most insurance plans. So what are you waiting for? If you have this or you know someone who does, learn more today, 832-860-4618. That's 832-860-4618. Or check them out online, choosepae.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Late hits, Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock, who filled in for us while we were gone. Comes up at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yes, sir.
And did a good job. Also...
I didn't hear him.
The only time I did was there were a couple times where I had to go pick up the wife from work. Actually, last night I listened a little bit because we went out to dinner, and man, there was nobody in the place. I want to say 12 people in the entire restaurant, and it's a huge restaurant. But I have mixed feelings about that because I really, enjoy that there's no one around me, but I feel bad for the place. I feel bad for the valet parking guy who's got like four cars. And, went out and had a nice dinner, but I got to hear a little bit of him. And, every Houston athlete's the greatest. They're kind of the anti-us, and that's fine. People like that. So tell people about your flight.
Okay, so you can't fly directly into Redmond from Houston, so you go Houston to San Francisco, San Francisco to Redmond, Oregon. And the flight, from to and from Redmond into San Francisco it's an hour and 45 minutes, probably. Okay. An hour and a half. And I mean, there's not a whole lot of people taking that flight every day. I don't think anyway, but never had anybody on my row. Never, it was very comfortable. I was able to put all my stuff in the seat next to me. And on the way back from San Francisco to Houston, we were on essentially like the planes that you travel internationally in, like a, one of the giant planes that has three seats, middle row three seats,
yeah,
and then three seats on the outside. And I had a row all to myself. The row behind me was empty. I mean, it was... They're taking giant planes and filling them up like a third full. And all right, go on. And this was like, this has got to be some kind of a newer plane. And it was a United plane, but it was like, it had the, instead of the worst thing on those United planes is you plug in the little, the earbuds to the, like your armrest. And then you set your arm on the armrest and you change the channel all the time with your arm.
Yeah.
The new ones have touchscreen, and you plug the headset into the directly into the screen.
Was it one of those 787 that they trotted out?
Probably.
Those things are. I haven't been on one yet, but
yeah. It also doesn't have window shades.
Hmm.
So you press a button, and there's like five levels of how dark you want your window to be. So you can say, I want light. So you press it up to the light side. Okay, I want to take a nap. You press it down to the dark side. Very, very fancy.
That is cool.
But there was no one on it, so it was great. The woman across from me was, I mean, this lady was serious. She had like a full hazmat suit on. She had, I would say she's Asian. I don't know. I'm judging based solely on like a tiny sliver of face I could see and her hair, because head to toe, she was covered. She had gloves. She had these like blue, like you pull over your boots, like she's a contractor going into a customer's house, like, oh, I got to put on my boot coverings. So she put those on, and she was a smaller lady, so they basically went up to her knee. She had a wraparound, like the gator type mask, like you prefer. She had goggles and a face shield.
Doesn't that?
And she was wearing like a full headscarf, so only the bottom of her hair was coming out.
Doesn't the face shield seem a little...
It doesn't seem like it would do anything, yeah, unless you're having direct conversation with someone.
But, I don't know. Interesting. That's the kind of person I want. You know, if I have to sit in the same row with somebody, that's who
yeah,
I want.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah. But...
She definitely didn't make small talk, but I mean, I was also... I mean, I was a good ways away from her. You know? Like, she was in the middle seat of the middle three seats. And I was in, I ended up in the window seat of my open aisle. So there were, you know, four empty seats between us.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And an aisle, four empty seats and an aisle.
Well, I think one of the things that I was talking to a friend of mine who works at one of the airlines and says that they're doing a lot of cargo business.
Yeah.
And so, and a lot of times on flights like that, it may not be full, but if they're making money off the cargo, then it makes sense. But, man, I haven't been anywhere near the, I haven't been anywhere near an airplane now since January. And I don't know when I'm going to get on one. But, you know, because they still have the border closed, which really yeah, pisses me off. And somebody, I made a joke about Canada on Facebook. And I want to, another reason why I'm going to get rid of my Facebook account. If you like it so much, move up there. It's like, I would, except they won't let me in the country right now because we suck. So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And we will be happy to take a phone call. 832, when are we going to all admit this virus is no deadlier than the regular flu that we deal with every year and just get back to normal?
We're not.
And you know what, 832, I don't want to wish this on you, but I hope nobody close to you gets it really bad. Because then you'll realize that, yeah, it's a little more deadly than that.
Almost everybody I've met who had it is like, I didn't take it seriously enough. So.
Yeah. So,
My buddy's wife who died from it, she was what, 41, 42? She's like a marathon runner. In 42 years, she never once died from the flu. She got diagnosed with coronavirus, died like 3 days later. It's a little bit worse than the flu, I'm going to go with.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's so funny to me that people have to have something happen close to them for them to realize the thing's a mess. And just because most of the people who get it, it's not a big deal. For the ones that do get it bad, it is a big deal. So, yeah. And even the people who are spreading the misinformation about that are the ones dying now. So, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.